Now, Julia Grievers is involved with the Australian Earth Laws Alliance, a national non-for-profit organisation whose mission is to increase the understanding and practical implementation of Earth-centred law, governance and ethics in Australia. The Alliance's vision is to create human societies that live within their ecological limits and respect the rights of nature. The Alliance is currently in the process of organising the 2017 Inspiring Earth Ethics and Conference in Brisbane between the 23rd and 24th of November. She joins us now to tell us a little bit more. Julia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Jess. Yeah, thank you.
Now, how did the Australian Earth Laws Alliance come about?
So as an organisation, the Australian Earth Laws Alliance, or AELA, came about as a professional response by a group of lawyers to the ecological crisis. So it basically developed after Australia's first Wild Law Conference in 2009, where participants felt that our current system of law and governance was failing to protect the natural world from destruction, and they were really seeking a new path forward.
I think that our current laws and governance, as you said, they are absolutely destroying the world that we live in, the land that we live on. How did you become involved with AELA?
So I got in touch with AELA a couple of years ago when I was finishing off my Masters of Environmental Management, and I needed to do an internship with an organisation, and I really loved the work that AELA was doing, so I got involved with them from there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, to be honest, earth law is not something I've really heard of before. It's kind of a new concept to me, and I'm sure it is to a lot of people out there listening. What are the kind of basic values and principles of earth law?
Cool. So earth law, as AELA sees it, stresses human interconnectedness and dependence with the natural world, and basically holds that recognition of human interconnectedness with nature is a prerequisite for ecological sustainability and should be recognised as a foundation for our legal system. So earth law promotes a number of principles like the intrinsic right of nature to exist and flourish, and the need to create governance structures that enable human societies to fit within our ecological limits.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and also the benefits of engaging with culturally diverse governance structures, including Indigenous knowledge systems.
And how are you pushing for this to become a reality? Because I would imagine that a lot of our laws these days, a lot of our governance these days, do not operate within these principles. They don't really acknowledge these principles at all.
Yeah, totally. And exactly. I mean, firstly, earth law acknowledges that our current legal system is human-centred and has been shaped to promote infinite economic growth and industrial development. And this orientation, you know, effectively treats the environment as a resource that belongs to human beings and can be exploited for human benefit. And I guess the difference with earth laws is that whilst environmental law and other regulatory measures can play an important role in curbing the excesses of this system, earth law suggests that the current rate of environmental destruction really demands a completely new approach to environmental protection. So it seeks to create a shift in law from human-centeredness to a recognition of our interconnectedness with nature. So rather than treating nature as property under the law, nature in all its forms has the right to exist, persist, maintain and regenerate its vital life cycles. So it's a legal entity with rights and interests.
I think that this is a wonderful way to go about integrating these laws and really increasing our awareness and our care for the world, because when you're talking about a huge cultural shift, when you're talking about changing something that has been so ingrained in society, by acknowledging the rights of the earth, by acknowledging the rights of I guess every living thing, I think it's a really good way to make people see the errors of their ways, if you will, and to really give this more thought, give the environment much more of an important place in our lives.
Yeah, totally. And it's really kind of trying to play with the concept of legal standing and who has the right to stand in court and have a voice. So we're trying to sort of push that into new areas so that nature holds that space.
And one way that you're helping to push this into new areas is this Inspiring Earth Ethics Conference up in Brizzy a little later in November. How did that come about? What will you be exploring at the conference?
Yeah, so the conference is this coming week, Thursday, Friday in Brisbane. and it will bring together people from a range of fields, including environmental education, ethics, environmental psychology, indigenous knowledge systems, the arts, law, and also address a central question, which is how do we inspire and build Earth ethics in Australian society? So, and that will be exploring what it means to be in a time of ecological crisis
this
and how
great.
Human societies can continue to build hope and resilience.
Do you think you'll ever bring it to Sydney?
Not sure. This is the first time we've ever run it. So, we'll kind of kick off this year and then we'll see what happens after that. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Well, it sounds incredible. It sounds like such an important thing that people really should consider, and you're doing amazing work, Julia. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Good. Yeah, great to be here. Nice to chat to you, Jess.
Thanks, Julia. That was Julia Greaves there from the Australian Earth Laws Alliance. For further information on their activities and upcoming conference and just a little bit more information on Earth Laws as well, we'll pop some details on the podcast, or you can go to earthlaws.org.au. As I said, all the details will be on the podcast, 2scr.com/weekend.